The Chilean miners were never far away from our thoughts when we went on an extraordinary underground adventure into an old lead mine in the Pennines. Now, Small Clough Mine at Nent Head is high up on the roof of England, where the wind blows into Cumbria and County Durham with equal ferocity, and it's been abandoned for over a century. I'm hardly surprised. Who'd want to work up here? Our leader, Aubrey, is a veteran underground explorer, and his instructions are, well, ominous, actually. Overalls and wellies and spare stuff to change into, because the water may come over the top and it's quite cramped in there and it won't be very comfortable. There's three of us, Peter and me and Aubrey, and we tramped up into the hills, past old skeletons of an industrious past, and then turned into what can only be described as a hobbit's hole. He holds the gate open above our heads as we peer into the pitch black narrow hole. Are we going in there? It's as wide as your shoulders. It's as high as your hard hat. Bang, crunch, ouch! Peter's taller than me and he bashes his head every couple of steps, and pretty soon our language degenerates as we try to hide our anxiety. Would be the cleanest it was. We go in single file, of course, and I'm at the back. Don't stop for a photo or a pieces, Aubrey, you might get lost. Oh, thanks. And he heads off round the corner, leaving us giggling nervously. We're not climbing at all. We're just following our leader past strange openings and the occasional tunnel. We wade through water. We come across a chasm to the side with a single metal bar across. That bar's a new addition, he explains. Don't peer too closely and don't look over the edge. 20 years ago, a school party came down here and one lad looked over and fell 70 feet. Let's have a look. The tunnel meanders and we lose all sense of direction. Anyone claustrophobic, he asks, and before we can answer, he says, because we've got to go on a bit of a scramble here, you're best going in backwards, lying down flat. How far are we going then? Oh, not far. What do you mean, not far? That doesn't tell you anything. I'm at the back, expecting Gollum or an orc to spring upon me at any moment. The tunnel has occasional props. When it opens out, you can see where kids used to stand on those beams high up to chip the stone away. Professional tunnellers came in at some stage and built sturdy rounded openings. We pretend to be amazed, but all the time we're aware of him saying things like, get over this bit quickly and don't look up. It's a bit loose up there and you don't want a massive lump of rock hitting you in the face. I don't want a massive lump of rock hitting me anywhere. 2 hours later, we finally reach our destination, the ballroom flat. It's an enormous man-made chamber in which 100 years ago they famously held a ball. Hence the ballroom flat. Food and drink and guests were brought in on the narrow little wagons that ran along rails throughout the system. What happened, we asked, if you met a wagon coming towards you? Because we never saw a passing point or anything. Oh, you climbed over it as it went past and flattened yourself against the ceiling. Nice. So we ate our rations and had a drink and then started to wonder. Hey, what would happen if our lights failed and we couldn't see our way out? At what stage would help come? Probably tomorrow morning. They'd start then if we didn't report back tonight. Could you find your way out if we got lost? Well, there are arrows pointed on the walls at strategic points. Yeah. But the minute we started back, I was lost. Did we come this way? I didn't recognise it. I kept expecting to hear a rat or find some evidence of life. But there's nothing. Hey, Aubrey, have you ever seen a ghost? Yes, I have, he says. The hairs on the back of my neck go up. Oh, I don't like this. We turn a corner and suddenly the water is deep. There's nothing but ourselves a mile into the hill, relying on Aubrey to get us out. This water easily reaches over our wellies, so he tells us to walk on the railway tracks. What railway tracks? Feel them with your feet. So we struggle along, clutching the wet walls, feeling our way. And then suddenly the water disappears and he's standing in front of us on 2 metal rails above an enormous hole. What happened here? I'll tell you when you've crossed. And our language, well, it's just appalling. Don't look down is not an instruction you ever like to hear. It's designed to make your knees quiver and your stomach turn. It's only a rock slide, one of many, and the hole that appeared. Oh, right. But the next hole is worse. This chasm swallowed the whole tunnel, and the rails had disappeared. We had a narrow ledge to edge along, and Aubrey had kindly balanced a narrow warped metal rail along there for our feet. I can still taste my fear. Finally, after 3.5 hours, we emerge, filthy, dirty, sweating, and in awe of anyone who goes into a mine of any sort. Lead mines are utterly dangerous. The average age of death for a lead miner was 30. Peter's dad worked in a Lake District lead mine and died 38. We probably lessened our life expectancy by several days. Anyway, I think it's worth it. And I know now I never want to be a hobbit. I also know I never, ever want to be stuck in a mine like those poor, brave Chilean souls.